Chapter 19. The idea that only combatants are fair game in a war is just a lot of silly poppycock promulgated by people who benefit from the existing rules of war. If an artificial entity is sending combatants to enslave you or destroy your way of life, then everyone who works for or supports that artificial entity in any way is fair game. How can it be any other way? Throughout recorded history, and for largely dishonest and selfish reasons, ruling classes, elected or not, have sent young people off to kill and be killed. People have always had the choice to refuse to kill each other, especially for the trumped-up, dishonest reasons offered by their leaders. People have the choice to demand answers, but tragically, in most cases, they just swallow their leaders' lies and march off to kill each other. Even more tragically, government leaders not only lie about the circumstances of war, but it is all too often their own selfish, evil agenda that has precipitated the war in the first place. Does ignorance equate to innocence? What responsibility do people have to verify what their government is telling them? What if the government has lied to the people and convinced them to support and/or participate in a campaign of violence against people in a foreign country? Does no guilt attach to the citizen or soldier when the need for that violence has been misrepresented or even fabricated? Are citizens completely unaccountable for the unnecessary and unjustified killing of human beings just because they were doing their patriotic duty? Who are the innocent civilians? Were the tens of thousands of German civilians murdered in the despicable carpet bombing of Dresden innocent? Relatively, perhaps, but only when compared to the monsters who incinerated them. Their creator may inquire as to what they could or should have done to stop the madman running the German government. Were the elderly women and children turned to ashes at Hiroshima innocent? Perhaps. But again, only when compared to the monsters who turned them into the ultimate cannon fodder in order to show the Russians that we had the bomb. The Creator may ask some of these poor, charred innocents why they allowed their emperor to bully neighboring countries, to murder and to steal, and ultimately embroil the Japanese people in a hopeless, bloody contest with Western multinational corporate capitalism. For many decades, huge multinational corporate interests have been literally taking over small countries through bribes and political intrigue. It is not uncommon for these multinational corporations to buy up or acquire control over literally everything of value in a small country. Part of the process involves buying off the relatively small upper class and solidifying its control, thus leaving the have-nots, or lower classes, in a somewhat hopeless condition of economic servitude. This is all legal and is most often accomplished without the use of any overt military action or war. Yet it is obvious that the people in such countries could easily view these foreign corporations as an invading mortal enemy. How would you view a foreign corporation that came into your homeland, allied itself with an existing corrupt ruling class, monopolized virtually your entire economy, and to top it off, promoted the decay of your culture, values, and religion? I believe there will be millions of patriotic Americans whose first mental images here will not be of Arab countries or South America. If you are, say, a native Nicaraguan and cannot find a job or feed your family because you have been blacklisted by your totalitarian government and its buddies at whatever Western multinational corporation is handing out the bribes that week, Would you be inclined to view the accountants and other staff members back at the home office, say in New York, as innocent civilians? Remember, there is no way to attack an artificial entity. There is, in fact, no such thing as a corporation, much less a multinational corporation. The only tangible thing to attack is buildings, and the buildings are filled with innocent civilians. But buildings don't do anything. Buildings don't hand out bribes. Buildings don't buy up your country's resources and put your small independent business out of business. Buildings don't tell you that the land your ancestors have owned and farmed for generations is no longer yours, and that you must work at slave wages for them because they are the legal owners. Buildings don't seduce your young people with behaviors and fashions that are destructive to your values and your culture. People work in the buildings of these gigantic corporations, foreign people, people eager to receive the lavish salaries and benefits doled out by the corporation, but not the least bit interested in how the corporation can afford to pay them such wonderful wages, or what the corporation might be doing to people thousands of miles away in order to be so successful. Are the janitors and bookkeepers and secretaries and pilots and managers of these artificial entities innocent civilians? Are the people in a small country who tolerate corrupt government innocent civilians? Have they any responsibility for allowing corrupt government leaders to be bribed and controlled by multinational corporate interests? Have these people no responsibility at all for their own plight? On which side of the innocent, guilty scales should we put such attributes as laziness, ignorance, apathy, cowardice, or lack of principle? Who is ready to play God? Which God? The one of the Old Testament or the one of the New Testament?